WTAW News Time is 6:05 at 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Oil prices may be down, but not enough to stop exploration activities in Brazos County. Precinct 1 Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman received no opposition to having a workshop with companies wanting to do seismic testing south and west of College Station, where there are more subdivisions compared to other rural areas of the county where testing has already been done.
As far as Precinct 1, there's so many large subdivisions, and so they don't want to go into private land. They want to use our roads to do this testing from, so that this is probably, as far as I'm concerned, an important decision for us to make in the future.
That workshop is this morning at 10:30 following the commissioner's regular weekly meeting at the County Administration Building. A reminder that the Brazos County Tax Office will be closed today, tomorrow, and Thursday as the staff moves from downtown Bryan to the city's east side and closer to College Station.
We'll have 3 days to move all of our departments, including the motor vehicle department, train on the new equipment, and then we are opening Friday morning at the new location.
Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says May vehicle registration can be done online and at local HEB and Kroger stores. Rudder High School has a new principal. The Bryan School Board approved the hiring of a Waller ISD administrator, Benny Mays, who has been a middle school principal the last 6 years, and before that was an assistant high school principal for 2 years. More biographical information is on our website at WTAW.com. Two Texas A&M students are dead and two others remain hospitalized following a single vehicle crash in Grimes County early Sunday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says it happened 2 miles south of Carlos.
Unit 1 was traveling northwest on FM 244, entered to a sharp curve, was unable to negotiate the curve and left the roadway, and then striking a tree.
The driver, 20-year-old Alexis Emu of Killeen, and one of the passengers, 22-year-old Corinthia Cunningham Williams from Brookshire, were both pronounced dead at the scene. Morgan says the other two passengers were taken to St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan. 20-year-olds Rene Contreras from Kyle and Tyra Preston from Houston are still hospitalized. College Station police were given an explanation why there was gunfire early Sunday in a residential neighborhood that left one dead and two injured.
According to the arrest report, 39-year-old Ronald McNeil told officers he and a friend were at a party at 3 in the morning when he heard racial slurs. McNeil stated after things began getting intense, he walked across the street to his house and got his .40-caliber pistol from underneath his mattress. Outside his house, McNeil saw his friend being assaulted, so he started running towards him and at the same time tried to load a round in his handgun. When he got to his friend, McNeil said the gun accidentally fired once, then he started running after those involved in the assault. When he began to open a backyard gate, McNeil said he had his finger on the trigger and he accidentally fired several more rounds. McNeil was arrested for the murder of 19-year-old Lacey LaRose of College Station, shooting one man in the leg and another in the arm, deadly conduct for a round that hit his house, and possessing a gun less than 5 years after he was released from prison following a felony conviction, which involved illegal drugs from Bastrop County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
In WTAW News Time, 6:09 at 63 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert at Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Weekend scrimmage leaves your ankle throbbing. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Express Care at South College Station is open weekends, nights, and holidays. You don't need an appointment. And we have lab and x-ray on site for faster results. St. Joseph Express Care is part of the convenient, quality care available at South College Station. St. Joseph, expert care closer to home.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast as we approach 6:10. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Cloudiness heads our way today. Some showers and thunderstorms will try to develop as well. Temperatures today up to about 80. Partly to mostly cloudy. Breezy through tonight. Lows 65 to 70. Clouds and sun. Breezy tomorrow. There's the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow near 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy. 70. Mixture of clouds and sun, breezy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit as A&M had their big award ceremony yesterday for all of the athletes at Reed Arena with the maroon carpet and everything. Quite a gala. We'll have more on that. Aggie winning streak has earned them a bump up in the polls and a player of the week in the SEC, plus a whole lot more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up at about 6:50.
Well, just this is enough. I mean, police were called to investigate at a Florida school for an odd reason. 2 7-year-olds kissed on the lips during class. The police probe was called to find out whether or not the behavior could be deemed lewd and lascivious.
Police probe?
I know.
7 years old, lewd and lascivious?
It's kissing on the lips. According to the police reports, the teacher witnessed the children smooching. But there was no indication that there was anything sexual. About the incident, cops determined no laws had been broken and recommended the case be closed.
Well, good. At least there's one adult here.
Okay. Well, you can't eat the cookie, right? Was that last week? Because it's not healthy for you, right?
Yeah,
you know, we got that.
Send a note home.
And now, yeah, are we going to send a note? Now, see, do you let the parents know about this? Do you let the parents know that this is going on?
Well,
I
sure.
Mean,
it's gonna be a good
and some one of these children.
Get good.
Well, we just don't know, but. While the act may have been consensual at that point, do we know what the conversation was running up to this? Because was one of these children taken advantage of by the more worldly one?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the humanity.
Info.
Hey, where?
Of course you send a note home. That may have started there.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're watching on TV.
You're right. Oh, and I got more about that news to
make. Oh, no.
The things that you find out from text messages is just, it's frightening. And there might be a YouTube of people kissing. I'm not sure.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
613. What's our temp outside right now?
It's 63.
Yeah. It feels nicer. Yesterday didn't quite have the coolness that we do today.
We had that beautiful full moon, though.
Yeah. It's the flower moon. That's what some people call it. All right, here we go. It's the 5th of May. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's day 125. Means we got 240 of them to go. All right, let's see. We got, it's a halfway point of spring. 46 days of spring behind us. 46 to go before June 21st when it becomes summer. National Teacher Day. Really? Teachers get a day?
They're used to it.
Except for this one, whoever turned in those kissing 7-year-olds.
Well, they get a teacher 3 months over the summer.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well.
Hoagie Day.
Mm.
Okay, there you go. Usually they're called grinders and subways, depending on where you are. It's World Asthma Day.
Hey.
And it's a cartoonist day. There you go. All right. Get out your little and let's do some birthdays.
Okay. Chris Brown celebrating today, 26.
Really?
Adele is 27.
A boy scout by every measure of the word.
I'm just trying to slide by. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Adele is 27. Hulk Hogan's daughter, Brooke Hogan, who's not a bad pop singer, is 27. Clark Duke is 30 from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Really? Really?
That's the claim to fame.
Yeah.
Okay. Henry Cavill is 32. Daniel Fisher's official is 34. Santiago Cabrera is 37. He's in the new Musketeers on the BBC, which is actually really good.
Uh-huh.
Tina Yathers is 42 from the show Family Ties. Brian Williams, who's getting a lot of free time, is 56.
Claims to be 56.
Very nice.
There you go.
Very, very nice. Kurt Loder from MTV. This killed. This will kill you. You ready?
Yeah.
He's 70.
Not surprised. He was old when I was young. True. He's looked dead for years, so it doesn't really matter. Okay.
John Reyes Davies is 71. From he was the Egyptian sidekick in the Indiana Jones movies.
Sure, yeah.
And Lance Hendrickson, 75 years old.
Yeah. Michael Palin. Oh, go ahead. Who's Lance Hendrickson?
He played Bishop in the Alien movies, the robot.
Yeah.
The android guy.
Really?
Yeah, he's played. I mean, you've seen him before. He played a lot of character parts.
How do we know that was him in there? You got to take his word for it, right? I mean, can you tell?
No. He didn't play the alien. He played Bishop, who was the robot guy that alien.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Oh, all right. I thought you meant the guy in the suit.
No.
That could be anybody. That's a pickup line at the bar. And Michael Palin, 72 as well. We do have some wonderful food fun for you later on this morning.
Oh, cool.
We can't tell you about it yet, but it's not bad. Okay, so let's see what else we had. Something I had something else strange I was going to tell you about today. Oh, well, of course. A lawmaker in Helena, Montana is trying to make the state's indecent exposure law include yoga pants. Just saying.
Shut up.
David Moore introduced House Bill 365 last week. Says the bill is in response to a group of nude bicyclists who participate in a group bike ride in Missoula. Oh, it was back in August. The proposed bill will drastically...
You can't ride nude in Montana in January.
Yeah, well, the proposed bill would drastically expand the existing indecent exposure law to include any sort of exposure of nipples, including men's. Oh, goodness. Or any clothing that gives the appearance or simulates other parts of the body. Simulates other parts of the body?
I don't mow the lawn without a shirt on, but if they pass that law, I sure would.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out after 5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, a big question now. Has ISIS made its way into America? There was a Draw Muhammad art contest in Garland, Texas. It ended in horror. 2 gunmen opened fire on a security guard. The security guard has since been released from the hospital. Both gunmen are dead, shot by police. One of the suspects identified as Elton Simpson, an American Muslim and a previous suspect of an FBI terrorism investigation. Now, a half hour before the terrorist attack, Simpson tweeted his pledge of loyalty to the head of ISIS, and it ended with at Texas attack. So we now have those pledging allegiance to ISIS now managed to pull off an attack in the U.S. What's the president going to do? Will he even mention that this happened? We're waiting, Mr. President.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, this Mother's Day, you know what to say in your heart? Well, how about saying it out loud? And I'm talking about my wife's favorite, Cherry's Berries, those freshly dipped strawberries with decorative swizzle. And for you, my listeners only, Cherry's Berries is offering giant, freshly delicious dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. Just go to berries.com and click on the radio microphone and type in my last name, Hannity. And for today only, you can double the berries for just $5 more. So you get twice as much for only $5 more, but you have to use the promo code Hannity. Now, the only way to get this amazing deal, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, a 40% savings, and today only double the berries for $5 more. This offer is just for you, my listeners, when you use the promo code Hannity. Go to berries.com, berries.com, or just call 866-FRUIT-02 and mention my name. When you go to the web, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in my last name, Hannity. This Mother's Day deal expires tonight at midnight. Make sure you order right now.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Pinnacle Entertainment says it's in talks to sell its real estate assets to Gaming and Leisure Properties Incorporated after months of discussions between the two companies. Las Vegas-based Pinnacle owns 15 gambling properties. Dow Chemical expects to reduce its global workforce by about 3%, part of an effort to streamline the company ahead of the pending spinoff of a significant portion of its chlorine business. Between 1,500 and 1,700 50 positions will be eliminated. With the unofficial start of summer just a few weeks away, TripAdvisor is out with its top 10 destinations for summer. Leading the way, Las Vegas, followed by Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Cancun, and Punta Cana. 90% of TripAdvisor's respondents are planning a getaway this summer. Crude oil trading up 50 cents at $59.43 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 46. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges, and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000-square-foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8330.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Spring has sprung. We are officially halfway through spring. The weather's here. Everybody wants to be outside and spend some quality time in the sunshine. That includes the degenerates. A new study analyzed millions of crimes, and they found there is a connection between the temperature outside and how much bad stuff goes down. Crime is pretty low when it's freezing outside, then slowly climbs right on through the temperature. It peaks when it's 64 degrees outside, and then starts dropping off again as it becomes uncomfortably hot. There's more to it than just criminals wanting nice weather for their crime sprees. The reasons are actually people are outside more when the weather's nice, so there's more potential victims. Obviously, there's more empty homes when people are outside enjoying the weather. And finally, people are more likely to leave their windows open, making it easier to be burgled. It does give one pause, I know. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Thinking about something for mom? It's getting closer. Mother's Day is Sunday, May the 10th. That's this Sunday. So if you haven't gotten something special for mom, make your way to David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange because they have fabulous things, not just for mom, though. They got stuff for dad, too. Rolex watches, interesting memorabilia, heirloom jewelry, and more. And to see more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. You can find them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning. Let's do some weather here. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Probably get up to about 80 today, 50-50 chance of some showers, 30% chance of rain for tonight. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, and actually all the way through the week, probably 20-30% chance of showers during the day or in the evening. So just could pop up as we get a little more moisture in the atmosphere. Right now the winds are out of the east at 7 miles an hour, 90% relative humidity, and we got 64 degrees. We'll tell you tomorrow night, looks like the winds will be up a little bit, up to gusting maybe 20 miles an hour, which will kind of start to dry things out. Well, all right, we've got a little dry out anyhow, but about 30 or 40% chance of rain as we wander through the week after today's 50% chance. And that's what we got, 626 right now.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
When you give your money to charity, should you get a say in how the money is spent and when? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The average American gives $2,200 a year to charity. It feels good, but sometimes it feels like small gifts don't make much of a difference. But actually,
small gifts really make a difference. For me, they're also the most fulfilling, because sometimes your small gift, you can actually see, feel, and touch it.
Philanthropist Carrie Morgridge, author of the book Every Gift Matters, has given away millions of dollars and worked with all kinds of charities. And she says sometimes giving to small charities is more fulfilling.
If you feel that those big organizations aren't fitting for you, go out and find a smaller organization that you can work with, that does give you impact, and that does make you feel like you're part of the change.
If you give to an organization, you have the right to know exactly how the money is spent and when. And you should feel good about the charities you're donating to. And if you don't,
you can help the same people or the same animals in the same city, but just by hopping over one organization or two organizations over. If you are fighting with an organization to give away your money, just stop and move on.
If you can't give money to charity, consider giving your time, because Carrie says it's just as important.
Because in a situation like mine, I can write big checks, but I need volunteers to help me see that mission gets through.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time at 6:29, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County Commissioners have scheduled a workshop this morning with representatives of companies that want to do seismic testing for oil and gas drilling south and west of College Station. The workshop was requested by Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, whose Precinct 1 covers that area.
And they've done seismic testing in northwest Brazos County and northeast, north of Bryan and so forth, and also I think in the city of Bryan, Texas. But now they've come back and they're moving into Precinct 1. And they're now asking the court to grant them permission to do the pumping or the testing from county roads.
Wasserman says there are more people living in his district compared to other rural areas of the county.
There are so many subdivisions located in Precinct 1. It's not as open area as far as agricultural land as it is in northwest, northeast of Bryan, Brazos County. And this is totally different from what they're expecting us to agree to.
This morning's workshop starts at 10:30 at the County Administration Building following the Commissioner's regular weekly meeting. In a related item, the State Senate has passed and sent to the Governor a ban on counties and cities from a prohibition on fracking. State lawmakers moved quickly after voters in Denton approved a local fracking ban, an ordinance that is now being challenged in court. Also from Austin, the governor is defending using his office to address internet-fueled suspicions that an upcoming Army war simulation is cover for a hostile military takeover. Abbott's been ridiculed for directing the State Guard to monitor the exercise called Jade Helm 15, but he calls the criticism an overreaction and says he's not worried about the training. Republicans in the Texas legislature are making a last-minute attempt to revive a bill excusing clergy from overseeing marriages that violate their beliefs. The measure does not go as far as broader religious objection proposals in Indiana and Arkansas. Some of the dozens of pastors who lined up to support the Texas measure argue that gay marriage is immoral. And the Senate has voted to dump the state's steroids testing program for high school athletes. Texas has spent more than $10 million on more than 60,000 tests, but has caught just a handful of cheaters since 2007. Four Texas A&M students were involved in a one-car crash early Sunday morning in Grimes County, south of Carlos, on FM 244.
Four people that were involved in the accident, two of them are now deceased, and two are in St. Joseph Hospital with unknown, most of them with serious injuries.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver, 20-year-old Alexis Emu of Killeen, took a curve too sharply and hit a tree. Emu and 22-year-old Corinthia Cunningham Williams of Brookshire were pronounced dead at the scene. The two passengers who are still hospitalized are 20-year-olds Tyra Preston from Houston and Renee Contreras from Kyle. A College Station man arrested for a shooting that left a woman dead and two men injured told investigators it was an accident.
According to the arrest report, 39-year-old Ronald McNeil told College Station police his .40 caliber handgun accidentally went off multiple times. The gunfire killed 19-year-old Lacey LaRose of College Station, left one man with a gunshot wound to his leg and another man who was hit in the arm with bullet shrapnel. Another round struck McNeil's house. McNeil told officers he and a friend were at a party when others began using racial slurs. According to the arrest report, McNeil said he went to his house across the street from the party to get his gun from underneath his mattress and returned outside and saw his friend being assaulted. McNeil said when he got to his friend, he accidentally fired once. Then he started chasing those involved in the assault. When he got to a backyard gate, McNeil said he tried to open it with a finger on the trigger and the pistol accidentally fired several times, causing him to run away. Police caught McNeil a short time later. One officer reported hearing multiple shots and seeing muzzle flashes from a gun. About 15 hours after the early Sunday morning incident in the area of San Benito and San Saba, McNeil was booked in the Brazos County Jail on charges of murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, deadly conduct, and possession of a firearm with a felony conviction. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police, who nearly caught a man 3 weeks ago using a stolen credit card, have released photos as part of their continuing search. The card came from a wallet stolen from a vehicle burglary. More information about the crime and photos from surveillance video are on our website at WTAW.com. The Bryan School Board has hired a new principal at Rudder High School. Benny Mays has spent the last 8 years in the Waller School District, most recently as a middle school principal. Mays became the second principal in the school's history following the recent departure of Hugh Piatt. For more about the new principal is on our website at WTAW.com. Yesterday ended a 32-year run for the Brazos County Tax Office in downtown Bryan. Tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe says no business will be done by staff during the next 3 days as they move and train at their new location.
All of the online processes are available. Also, anyone that has not an April vehicle expiration, but if it is a May or June expiration, they still can go to the local grocery stores. All the Kroger's and HEB's still do motor vehicle registrations.
And Friday is the first day you can visit the new tax office located off Pendleton between Copperfield Drive and Boonville Road. An open house has been set for June 9th. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Do you have questions about your retirement and investing needs? Let me, Debbie Davis Lewis, help you with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I'm an independent broker and use all types of mutual funds. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Here we go, 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness heads our way. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be breezy 80 today. The showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight. It's partly to mostly cloudy overnight, breezy 65 to 70. Occasional sun, breezy tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, 70 tomorrow night. Clouds and sun, breezy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, highs near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit.
Real proud of our guys for finding a way each and every day to get it done.
That's Coach Childress following the Aggs bump from number 3 to number 2. And in 3 of the 5 polls, they went up in all of them. We'll have more on A&M baseball. Big award ceremony yesterday at Reen Arena. And more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes. Ish.
We don't need no stinking bans on no fracking, okay?
That was horrible.
Thank you.
I mean, that was really bad.
Texas moved Monday to ban its own cities from imposing prohibitions on hydraulic fracturing and other potential environmental harmful oil and gas drilling activities within their boundaries. A major victory for the industry, who says rampant local overregulation has been going on.
Rampant.
It's been rampant. Now, look, I can stand on either side of this fence and understand where you're coming from, okay? I got it.
It just depends on whose backyard it's in.
Yeah, exactly. Now, And again, not only mineral rights, but water rights, anything like that. Hey, it's your dirt, okay? You bought that dirt.
Unless there's something under your dirt that you didn't buy.
Yeah, well.
Which would be the mineral rights.
That's right. Now, that's true. Now, a lot of people have deals where they don't have the mineral rights. But if you own the rights to that, then you ought to be able to do everything you can within reason, so you're not impinging on your neighbors, to be able to get whatever's out there.
I concur.
Now, of course, this is the Denton fracking law. That's what they're calling it. That's because, you know, we understand that. But, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think we had some little ground shaking over the weekend up in the metro.
Yep, 3.2.
Right. Now, I think I'm not a geologist. I don't play one on the radio. But there's a lot of difference. There's a lot of different structures within the ground of the state of Texas. And obviously, you start poking holes or poking a lot of holes and pumping water in there and doing the things that they do. And some areas of Texas are going to respond seismologically. How's that?
That's right.
Yeah. In a different way. So,
and I don't think they've decided whether the activity is causing earthquakes that wouldn't have occurred
in
another case.
Sure.
Or if it's relieving stress that's actually preventing larger temblors from happening.
Yeah. And so we're not sure.
Well, it's like global warming. Nobody knows 100% for sure on any of it.
There's people who know 100% for sure.
Yeah, they do. They're just,
I mean, they
and,
think
and they're
do.
Smarter than we are. Yeah. Just remember that.
They'll tell you.
Yeah. But again, as they've said, 20 years from now, will we find out that wheat germ's killing us? I mean, you know, I don't know. There is no doubt that the widespread use of fracking has transformed many people's lives.
To the point of making us an energy exporter, potentially.
Yes.
Right.
So I got that. But there are other people who are concerned that we're moving too quickly. And if we're moving too quickly, then they're bothered by that. So I got it. But anyway. All right. And so what? And then you had the steroid bill?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ineffective.
Texas has spent more than $10 million since launching this campaign.
And they caught none?
No. There were a handful is basically what they're saying. So that's telling them that's fewer than 10.
Yeah, I think there was two or three. I was being facetious, but
now,
ridiculously low number.
Two thoughts. Do you know who the senator was who introduced this legislation?
No.
When it became law? His name is Kyle Janik. Have you heard that name
yes.
before? Uh-huh. Now, he's a physician. I got it, okay? But I can remember having the discussion back then with our elected officials how stupid this law was. How stupid this was. Because we ended up catching...
Nobody.
Know, yeah, you couldn't even fill a school bus in the entire state of Texas of all the kids they tested. Which brings two other points. Do you start testing band and drama? Huh? Do you do that? Do you test them for steroids?
I don't know what kind of performance-enhancing drugs they would take.
Piccolo players, you never know.
Actually,
what happens, though, is there are other groups. So you think about athletes are the ones that take steroids. You know what? There's some kids who cannot build muscle mass naturally, like little wimpy kids, okay? There are wimpy kids who took steroids as well.
They take EPO so they have better lung capacity. Yeah.
The last most important thing, I figure, is this. If you sign a scholarship agreement to attend a D1 school in the state of Texas, make that mandatory steroid testing. Why don't we cut it off right there?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
If you're going to go on and play, you got to pass the test.
That's it. And if you flunk the test, guess what? You don't get to play D1 ball. So knowing that, you'll have to alter your behavior, obviously, prior to that. If Texas dumps this, and I guess they probably will, only two states will have statewide high school steroid testing programs in U.S. America. Can you name them? You'd be surprised, I think. New Jersey and Illinois. Huh? Yeah. Because, you know, that New Jersey football program. Whoo! Boy, those folks. Anyway. So you got that. All right, let's move on to some other stuff. That's just Texas, okay? That's just Texas. And there's... Now, yesterday, and I haven't seen a story about this, and we'll certainly ask Senator Schwertner later this week because he sits on the Texas State Affairs Committee. And yesterday they heard testimony where there would be a bill that could be voted out of committee, and it may well have been. I did not, quite honestly, did not check this morning, that would go to the Senate, that would mean American law, designate American law as the only law that could be enforced in Texas, meaning Sharia law could not. Now, you think that sounds kind of weird, right? But did you hear Glenn Beck yesterday?
No.
No.
In Las Colinas, the city council voted that American law would be the only law that would be used in Las Colinas, not Sharia. The vote was 5-4.
Get out of here.
The vote was 5-4 in Las Colinas, Texas.
That scares me to death.
Well, that's the reason. I believe that's probably the reason State Affairs is looking at it.
I would.
Yeah, I don't know if there are any other cities in Texas that have done that, but yeah.
Sure. I'd have lost the farm on that bet.
Yeah, that's...
That's scary.
Five, that's what Glenn Beck told us yesterday. Anyway. Yeah. Well, John Podesta, you know who John is? John's a running buddy with the Clintons.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Podesta says they're going to launch a website to answer all these questions about the Clinton campaign. They're going to answer all those questions about the foundation, about her time as Secretary of State, and about the entire Clinton campaign. They're going to be launching it pretty soon. He says, we will not be consumed by these kinds of attacks. We will also not let them go unchallenged. So, dun-dun-dun-dun. See how that
Podesta
works.
To the rescue.
You know it. And then I guess that she's going to, Clinton, Hillary's going to, yeah, really, thank you. I'm sorry. She is going to be testifying, maybe.
Yeah, just once, though.
Yeah.
She's not going to go twice.
No,
I will go one time.
That's right. And I may have to be called out because I'll have a, oh, no. I was going to say she might get a cell phone call, but she only keeps one device, right? And all she'd have to do is set that aside and wouldn't have to worry about that anymore. And of course, when it's done, everything will be clear, crystal clear. Oh, wait, except for the point where Bill said, I got to keep speaking. Did you see that? Bill said, I've got to keep speaking.
We need the money.
He did.
Got to pay the bills.
Got to pay our bills.
Oh, no, he's the bill. You got to pay the bill.
Well, yeah, right.
Talking about himself in the third person.
Whoa.
I like that.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
You have to pay the bill.
That's terrible. But he does. I mean, he's got expenses just like everybody else. And now that they own a house and everything, which, you know, they didn't used to. And, I mean, that's the reason he needs to make, what, $500,000? Is that right? Yeah.
One of them, I think he got $700,000 for.
Oh, okay. But he said they're looking very closely at them. They vet these speeches just to make sure that there's nothing untawdry going on here.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 9th, it's Fencing 101 to graduate level. Fencing products and construction have changed. If you have a fence to build or maintain, this class is for you. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's a special spot in your garden, perhaps as yet unplanted, where the perfect little plant could add an exclamation point to its surroundings. Curiously, that chosen place is several feet off the ground, and it's waiting there for a lovely hanging baskets. Bountiful Baskets, the topic of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Hanging baskets are decorative, they're functional, and they're easy. Visit any fine gardening center today, you'll find a wealth of choices both in baskets and the plants to grow in them. Wire baskets lined with sphagnum moss allow you to grow in through the sides for a quicker cover and fuller look. Heavier iron baskets are much sturdier and they're often sold in larger sizes. Clay containers work well, as can wooden baskets and tubs. Even plastic baskets will suffice, although they generally lack the natural look. There are lots of nice choices of baskets. Always choose a lightweight, highly organic potting mix for your hanging basket. It needs to include at least half brown sphagnum peat moss by volume and 20 to 25% pine bark mulch. The remainder could be perlite. It's a lightweight, inorganic material that captures and holds moisture for plant roots. This soilless planting medium will lack natural nutrients, so add a teaspoon or two of an encapsulated timed-release plant food a week or two after planting. Apply a diluted, water-soluble, complete and balanced plant food with each watering as well. Secure your hanging basket with sturdy supports. Wrought iron hooks and brackets are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Lead anchors can be inserted into mortar joints to hold the hooks and brackets. If you're hanging a large basket for an eave or a tree limb, use a large, long hook. Screw it into a solid support beam or a suitably large branch. Never wrap any means of support around a tree branch. Hang the basket with cable, not wire or chain, for maximum strength. Use small cable clamps to secure it and insert a swivel or clip in line to allow it to rotate freely. Many of us have used pulleys to allow us to raise our baskets high into the tree's canopies and then to lower them for routine maintenance. Tie the cable to a second hook somewhere low on the tree's trunk. Use gloves to protect your hands as you raise and lower large baskets. I do the same thing with our big bird feeders. Now, watering high baskets can present unusual challenges. Drip irrigation lines work well unless the squirrels eat through them, but you also can use a long-handled watering wand with an on and off valve, and that can really help you as well. Take a look at a nursery near you for all the different options you have in plants for those baskets. It's an exciting time. I'm Neil Sperry. Maximize the evenings and our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 7:52. I'm sorry, it is 6:52. Duh. Texas A&M's Kelly Benjamin, five-time All-American for the swimming and diving team, received the President's Award during Texas A&M Athletics' second annual Building Champions Award held at Reed Arena yesterday. Aggie student athletes were treated to a maroon carpet entrance to the gala with awards presented for various academic, service, leadership, and athletic endeavors. A&M's Female Athlete of the Year was soccer Shay Groom, a two-year All-American who led the Aggies to five conference championships, four NCAA tournaments, and the school's first-ever College Cup appearance. Male Athlete of the Year was bestowed to track and field's Dion Lindor, the Bowerman Award winner as the top collegiate track athlete from the 2014 season. To see all the honorees, go to WTAW.com. Thanks to a five-game winning streak, the Aggie baseball team has bumped up in three of the five national polls, and the one that is most looked at, the USA Today Coaches Poll, the Aggies moved from 3 to 2. On the Louie Belina Show, Coach Childress said the guys had to work hard this past weekend.
It was an interesting week. I got a front-row seat, a lot of emotion, a lot of toughness, a lot of grit, and having to overcome a lot of adversity from Tuesday all the way through the weekend in Knoxville. And, you know, just real proud of our guys for finding a way each and every day to get it done.
And maybe the hardest working of all, designated hitter and catcher Mitchell Now. He was tabbed as the SEC Player of the Week. He posted a .615 batting average for that week. Texas A&M sophomore freshman Torrey Vadelez led the Aggies to their second Southeastern Conference Series sweep last week and was named SEC Freshman of the Week. The NCAA Men's Golf Committee released the field for the 2015 NCAA Division I Men's Golf Championship yesterday, and A&M's Adrian Aranis and Greg Yates have been selected to compete as individuals. The pair of Aggies will highlight a group of 10 individuals along with 13 teams who will tee it up at the NCAA Lubbock Regional. And former Texas A&M women's basketball video coordinator Sydney Colson has stepped down from her position to become women's assistant coach at Rice. Colson, the starting point guard for the A&M team that won the national championship back in 2011, has been on the bench for the Aggies since 2014. In the NBA playoffs, Blake Griffin had 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 13 assists to lift the Los Angeles Clippers to a 117-101 beating of the Houston Rockets in Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals. Rockets coach Kevin McHale didn't like the effort he saw from the team.
You know, that was not the effort. Forget everything else. Just the effort level has got to be better. Days off are no excuse. There's no excuses. I mean, you either get the thing done or you don't get it done. We didn't get it done. They kicked our ass. That's the bottom line.
Game 2 tomorrow at 8:30. The Chicago Bulls nudged the Cleveland Cavaliers 99-92. Derrick Rose dropped in 25 points and Paul Gasol added 21 and 10 rebounds. Texas finally got off the schneid and stopped the Stros' run. Robinson Chirinos hit a tie-breaking sack fly in the ninth inning as the Texas Rangers snapped Houston's 10-game winning streak with a 2-1 win over the Stros last night. Houston skipper A.J. Hinch said starter Dallas Keuchel did well enough to win, but the Houston bats let him down.
Pitched well enough to win. You know, I mean, they got one at the end on him, but I mean, he pitched very well. He was in total control of the game right up until the end. So, you know, when your guy's on the mound, pitching the way he did, you want to reward him with a win.
They'll continue the battle for the boot as the Rangers stay in Houston for a 7-10 start tonight on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Bump over to the NFL, where the Houston Texans have signed outside linebacker Whitney Marcellus to a 4-year contract extension. Marcellus has appeared in 47 games and has made 139 tackles, 18 of which were sacks. And finally, in the NHL, Braden Holtby posted his second career postseason shutout, and the Washington Caps took a 2-1 lead in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, downing the New York Rangers 1-0. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Documents Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 513-